Good evening, I'm John Yang. When two astronauts were launched into space in June, they were supposed to be home in time for the 4th of July. But today, NASA said they'll be in space for the holidays and into the new year. NASA officials decided that questions about the propulsion system make it too risky for the astronauts to return to Earth in the Boeing-built spacecraft that took them to the International Space Station. Now the plan is for Sonny Williams and Butch Wilmore to return on a SpaceX vehicle in February. Officials say the veteran astronauts are prepared for the lengthy delay, but it'll be a hardship for their families.
When they launch, they know that there are circumstances where they can be on board for up to a year. I know this is a huge impact to their families, and it means a lot. Their families are the pillars that keep them strong. They're the pillars that we at NASA depend on for the workforce to keep us going.
Despite the series of problems with the Boeing Starliner capsule, NASA Administrator Bill Nelson says it will carry astronauts again in future missions. Ukrainian Independence Day brought freedom for 115 Ukrainian servicemen who had been Russian prisoners of war. They were exchanged for an equal number of Russian soldiers who had been held by Ukraine. The swap was brokered by the United Arab Emirates. The repatriated Ukrainians sang the national anthem and telephoned loved ones. In a video address said to be shot near the Russian border, President Volodymyr Zelensky vowed to make Moscow pay a price for the war that began 2.5 years ago.
Ukrainians always pay back their debts. And whoever wished misery upon our land shall find it in their own home, with interest. Whoever seeks to sow evil on our lands will reap its fruits on their own territory.
Earlier today, Russian shelling killed 5 in Kostantinivka in the east and 2 in the southern city of Kherson. 3 more were killed during Russian attacks in the northeastern Sumy region. And the Biden administration gave Ukraine a boost in the form of a $125 million military aid package. In southern Gaza, a barrage of Israeli airstrikes killed dozens of people, including 11 members of one family. With the war now in its 10th month, health workers say conditions are deteriorating due to disease and lack of water, food, and medical care. Since the war began, Israeli evacuation orders have displaced around 90% of Gaza residents. In the last month alone, according to the Associated Press, there have been at least 13 evacuation mandates. German police have made a second arrest in connection with the stabbing rampage at a festival in Solingen, which is north of Cologne. Police said it came after a raid on a home for refugees. The group, the Islamic State, has claimed responsibility for the attack. Police say that on Friday night, a man carrying a knife killed 3 people and injured at least 8 others, 4 of them seriously. Earlier, police detained a 15-year-old who they say knew in advance about the attack but didn't report it. And the countdown is on for the Paralympic Games in Paris. Torches were lit in Stoke Mandeville, the English village widely considered to be the site of the first Paralympic Games in 1948 for men injured in World War II. The flame will travel beneath the English Channel to France and wind its way through 50 cities before arriving in Paris for Wednesday's opening ceremony. Still to come on PBS News Weekend, what the end of a COVID vaccine program means for the uninsured, and the future of debt relief for Black farmers.
This is PBS News Weekend from WETA Studios in Washington, home of the PBS NewsHour, weeknights on PBS.